So Bill Armstrong, if you just fill us in on the current campaign you're running on behalf of the Guild.
Well, we about a year ago we did a survey of all our members. We got a phenomenal response, and what we found was that writers in the UK are increasingly being asked to do more and more work for free, work that previously would have been paid for. Writers always work on spec, and we put a lot of, we invest a lot of research time and risk in producing and developing ideas. But the line beyond which it is unacceptable and unfair and exploitative to ask a writer to work for free has been moving further and further and further. More and more work writers are being cajoled, pressured, asked into working for free. So we're running a campaign that is called Free is Not an Option. And what we had to, our aims are threefold. One, we want to educate our members into how to say no, because basically it is not in anyone's interest to sell their work for free. If you don't value your work, nobody else will. If you don't, the more that writers don't insist on being paid for the work, the more producers and independents and broadcasters get used to the idea that it's perfectly acceptable to ask writers to work for free. So we're trying to come up with some guidelines to help our members learn how to say no, to find strategies for getting the producers to talk about money, to get them into paying us, and if they don't pay options properly, then to find some way that you get back-end money on it if it does get picked up. Second thing is that we want to come to some agreement with the producers on what are acceptable guidelines beyond which it is unacceptable for them to go on paying. We want to get these guidelines together to approach the more responsible producers and independents, get them to sign up to it, and then gradually try to get this as an industry standard. But the third thing that we want to do is we want to educate the general public and even the people within the business, because what we found is generally that people really don't understand what is involved with the whole process of writing. Even my agent, who's been in the business for years, is constantly saying to me, just write one page, as if all that meant was sitting down and typing for the amount of time that it took to type one page. And of course, there's a huge, huge amount of work that goes into that before you even begin to write in one page. And then on top of that, as Mark Twain said, if I'd had more time, I would have written less. Because writing just one page when you're trying to encapsulate an idea for a whole series is a great deal harder than writing 10 or 20 pages. So that what is involved in the process of coming up with pitches and treatments, vast majority of people do not understand the amount of work that writers have to do. Most of the work that we do for free, I mean, when you come up with a pitch for an idea or a treatment for an idea, that is the work. Everything after that, that's the blueprint. After that, it's like painting the house. That's the easy stuff after that. The work that we do at the beginning is the hard work, and that's the work that we are never paid for. So we're just trying to get to shift this line back towards the point where writers can make a living, because the other thing that we have found is that in the UK, at least, there's a great deal of concern about a lack of diversity, a lack of diverse voices in our television, film and television, black, Asian, minority, ethnic, and the voice of women. What we found with this Working for Free survey was that the barriers to entry into the business are becoming so great, because you have to do so much work for free, which obviously involves time, effort, money, and going into debt. And the only people who can afford to do that are basically the people who have an unlimited overdraft facility from the bank of mum and dad. Now, in the UK, those people are overwhelmingly white and middle class. So if you increase the barriers to entry into the business, then you are going to get a very undiverse group of voices in your writing. So if the broadcasters and the producers are serious about wanting to get more diversity into the business, then they're going to have to pay for it. It's there are no free breakfasts.
Yeah, it seems to be, it's a pervasive culture on the internet. You know, so many websites out there, you know, expect people to write for free. It seems to be carrying over into other industries now.
Yes, very much so. And I mean, I would just repeat that the problem with journalism is that if everything has to be done for free, is you're not going to get the serious investigative journalism, which in the past exposed so many really terrible things. So you will get a democratic deficit. for a start. And you will get, it will show up in our writing, in our drama. We will, you know, we will go back to the 19th century where the only people that can write will be the people who have an independent income, and you will get one view of society, and we will be culturally that much poorer for it.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Good luck with the campaign.
Cheers.